Okay, you have to check it up, Ezra Shem. So the following kasha came to Zerbstein with the following question. He said this guy's daughter was getting, she was in the parsha of Shidduchim. I don't know why we always do Shidduchim questions, but this is where Zerbstein, this is what catches my eye, so it's good stuff. So guy has a daughter who's ready to get married. She's in the parsha, whatever, she got back from seminary, whatever it is, and they call up the local Shadchan. And the father tells him about his daughter, and he tells the Shadchan, "Do you have any bachrim? You have anyone in mind for my daughter?" So she starts saying off, "Oh, there's this great guy. He's a Yare Hashem, great nidos, but he's great. He learns Torah and everything." And the father says, "Oh, very good. In ve'geffen." The Shadchan gets on the phone and says, "You should just know. You know, Baruch Hashem, I've had a lot of tzlacha in my shidduchim. I've made three marriages, and they've all worked out at the beginning, but they all unfortunately got divorced." So this guy now calls Rav Zerbstein, because the shadchan said, "I don't know if you should take my advice. I might have something called bad luck when it comes to my mamash make three shidduchim, and they got married, and then this is what happened. Maybe you don't want to get involved with. Maybe I have bad hands or whatever it is." So he goes to Rav Zerbstein and asks him, "What should I do? Should I still take the idea? Should I not take the idea? What should I do?" So Rav Zerbstein brings down the din of katlonis. Katlonis Shachnach brings down Evan Ezra Simon Tes Sif Aleph Isha Shenisus Lishnei Anashim, a woman who got married to two men, Vemesu, and both of those men passed away. Lo tinase shlish shlishi. She's not allowed to marry a third guy. Why? Shekvar huchzaka liyos anoshe mesim. Because it's already in her DNA. You get married to this woman, you're gonna die. Like the whole thing with the Yehuda and Tamar. Right? Yehuda was very afraid that he wasn't gonna let his third son marry Tamar, because at the end of the day, maybe she had a din of katlanis. But Zerbstein goes on further, and he says Rashi brings down in Yevamos Chavav Amanalf that a woman who gets divorced twice, she shouldn't get married a third time. I'm sure you guys know this. We don't paskin like that. A lot of people, everyone argues on Rashi. The sefer called Yishash Yaakov says that's not a din d'oraisa by Rashi. That's just a rock eats a tova midirabanon. And maybe this woman, she has shalom bayis. She doesn't know what it means to be a good wife. And therefore, it's not a din that if she gets divorced twice, chas v'shalom, that you're not allowed to get involved with her. It's just an Eitz HaTovah. And the Ramah passes that she is allowed to get remarried. A person is allowed to marry someone who did have Gerushin twice. So therefore, Zerbstein would say, "Near Sha'af L'shitas Rashi, even according to Rashi, B'shalosinu, E Malkum L'Lachshosh," right? Because the woman herself has this din, this suffix. Maybe she did something. Maybe she's just not a good person. Maybe she the way she dates isn't the really way she is. You see, Bez Hashem, a lot of people are very different when they're on a date or when they're actually married, right? He says over here, what did the Shadchan do? The Shadchan is trying to do a good thing. You know what the Chazal tells? What does the Kadosh Baruch Hu do since Matan Torah, since Ma'aseh Bereishis? You know what the Gemara says? He's mixing and matching every single person here and there, right? She's just making the shidduch. At the end of the day, if those things don't work out, that's nothing to do with her. It's not like she had bad mouths or anything. It is, and he goes even further. Chazaka, you know, everyone knows. You know when you go down the street, and I'm trying to think of a chazaka. Everyone thinks chazaka is three times. Sometimes when it comes to certain things, it's two times, right? But here, it's not a chazaka, right? A chazaka is something when a dafka happens. Dafka to that person, or something happens, you know, 1, 2, 3. Here, it's not like she only made three shidduchim in her entire life. She always tried to make things. Just the three things that worked out happened to not end up being the best result, right? And then that val davar shenapam emikra gimopam ein chazaka lemikra me'elu. Right? The Sefer Mekor Chaim says if something just happens, right? That's not a chazaka. Things just happen, right? Chazaka has to be a chazaka that mamish something happened that was so much in your control. Here it's so much not in your control, and therefore the person would be totally fine for this person to be able to go ahead and to be able to and get advice from the shadchan. Shadchan sheitzia shalosh hatzos, shalosh hatzim begershin. You don't have a din that you don't have to listen. You could take her advice and you don't have to worry about anything. I think the message. I try to think about the message. The message is very clear. Sometimes we have kapat. So we say, "Oh, sometimes, you know, I try hard in this class or I try hard in Gemara and it never works out. You know what? Maybe I have a chazakah. It's not. No. A person has the right intentions. You have the right intention to try to do something. The more you have the right kavanah to be able to do something, Kadosh Baruch Hu always help you out. As Chazal tells, the Gemara says, in Yomah Habal Latar Messiah Nesah. The person comes to be purified, they always have Siyat Shemaim from above. So that's the Shem Shemizoch in everything in our lives. It should be the Shem Shemaim. The more we're the Shem Shemaim, the more results of Ezra Shem will be in our favor going forward. Shkoyach.